Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Peye, Perik He, Mishnah Vav, Hamoicher es Sedeo. Somebody plants his tua, but he sells his field before he cut it. Whoever buys the field is obviously going to cut it. Now, we said before that the owner, even if he's poor, cannot collect Leket Shechor Peye from his own field. So what happens in this case? Who's the owner? Let's say Reuven planted the tua, but he sold it to Shimon before Shimon cut it. So who's the one that cannot collect Leket Shechor and pay it from this field because he's the owner, even though he's poor? Zok to Mishnah, Hamoicher Mutter, the seller, Reuven, would be Mutter to collect Leket Shechor Peye, again, assuming he's poor, but Lekech Aser, the buyer, Shimon, would be Aser for him to collect Leket Shechor Peye, even though Lamaisa, he's poor. Now let's just make sure we understand the case here. Reuven planted the tefuah and sold his field to Shimon before it was caught. So we're saying Reuven can now collect Leket Shechor Peye from this field. Says the Batnur, remember, that's because Lamaisa Reuven sold both the field and the tefuah on the field before it was caught. But let's say Reuven just sold the tefuah and left the field. Reuven said to Shimon, you're buying the tefuah, the field stays mine. Then who cannot collect Leket Shechor Peye? And the answer is both can't. Reuven can't because it's his field. And the Torah says, Satchav, it's your field, you cannot collect Leket Shechor Peye. You have to leave it. Shimon can't because he's cutting it. It's his cutting. He has rights to it. And the Torah says, Kitzirchav, you're cutting, you can't. But if Reuven sold both the field and the tefuah before he cut it, then Reuven can collect Leket Shechor Peye. It's neither Satcha or Ketzircha at this point. So again, we've seen time in and time out again that the farmer has to allow an open field for his Leket Shechor Peye. Any poor people that come by, it's yours. We learned he can't use them himself, even though he's poor. And you can't mix in to the way the poor people are collecting. Here are some cases. So the Mishnah, Lo Yisker Adam Esapayalam, a person cannot hire workers, almenas, on the condition she'ilakeit benoi acharav. So Yehuda makes up. So Yehuda owns the field. He hires Zvulun to work on the field. And they make an arrangement. Zvulun, don't worry, your son will walk behind you. He'll collect the leket. So obviously Zvulun is agreeing to get paid less for this because he's getting this benefit. So really what's happening? For all practical purposes, Yehuda the farmer is using leket to pay part of his wages. He's going to pay a cheaper salary. He's going to pay less wages to Zvulun because of this arrangement that Zvulun's son gets the leket. So you're using the leket for yourself. Weiter sagt der Heilige Mishnah, Misha eine meniach es vaniyam lilkait. Somebody does not let the poor people collect their matnas aniyam. He makes it hard for them. He doesn't tell them when he's going to be there for them to be able to collect what he's supposed to. Or he rushes them. Let's go, faster, faster, come on. He doesn't give them a free hand to be able to collect. Or he chooses which poor person can collect and which one can't. One poor person he lets, the other one he doesn't. Let's say he doesn't stop anybody. One of them he helps, and the other he doesn't help. In all these cases, on different levels, Hareza Goizel Esu Aniyim, this farmer, is robbing the Aniyim. Alzeh Nemar, on this type of a case, the Pasuk says, this is what the Pasuk is referring to, when the Pasuk says, Al Tasig, don't be either, Givul, the boundary, Oilim of the poor. Oilim means poor? Doesn't Oilim mean going up? Just the opposite? The answer says the Batanura in the second shot, we really mean going down. They're losing their money. But this is Lashon Sagi Nohar. Sagi Nohar means when you say on someone he sees a lot. We mean to say that he doesn't see. It's just a Lashon covered. We're saying one thing, but we mean exactly the opposite. It just may sound better. Another pshat is that Oilem refers to Oilei Mitzrayim. And the Pasuk is saying, Al Taseh Gvul Oilem. Don't change the ways of the Torah that the Torah set up for those that came up from Mitzrayim. In other words, this is from the basic rules of Kabbalah HaTaira. We don't say, well, Taira is in the Beis Medrash and on the farm, that's my business. No. Everything is the Beis Hamikdash. Everything is the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Ketorah HaKadosh is for a Yid in every situation, in every massive, including when we finally cut our fields after plowing and planting and plowing again and everything that we go through hoping it should rain. And yes, now when it comes time to share the profit, we say it's all a gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First, Matnas Aniyim. We're going to do what the Torah wants. That's how we came out of Mitzrayim. It's how we think. It's how we live. It's how we act. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah. Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav. Somebody sells his field together with the Tefuah. And it's the buyer who's going to cut the Tefuah. To the seller, there's no shaychus to the field anymore. He sold the field. He sold the Tefuah connected to the ground. The buyer bought the field. He's going to cut it. The seller, if he's poor, can collect from this field that he used to own, like a shikhapeya. The buyer cannot. We learned Vaita that a person cannot hire workers on the condition that their son should follow them and collect the leket. Obviously, you're going to be paying him less for that. So you're making money on the leket that you can't do. And then we learned that if a person does not allow the poor people to collect leket, shikha, and pay it from his field, we don't mean stam someone who doesn't let them come into the field. He's obviously being over what the Torah says. But we mean he's playing around. He doesn't come to the field when he's supposed to open it up for the poor people. Or he's rushing them, hurry, 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 they don't have time to collect. Or he's nice to one ani, not so nice to someone else. He lets one, doesn't let the other. Or he helps one, doesn't help the other one. These are all examples on different levels of a person that is goizel esu aniyim. He's robbing from the aniyim. And on him the pasuk says, al tasek vul oilam yatu pshatim. One is don't violate the boundary oilam of the poor people. The Torah says this is for them. And another pshat is don't violate the rules of the oilam Mitzrayim, of the yidden that came out of Mitzrayim and were given the Torah.